Hello podcasters, welcome to this new episode. This is Manjunath from AI Machine Learning Academy. In this podcast, we will learn how to learn deep learning from scratch on online for free in 90 days. After I received an overwhelming response to my last podcast, how can I learn machine learning in 90 days? I wanted to make this episode specifically for deep learning. In fact, many students wanted me to do this podcast. So my focus was on showing them how to learn fundamentals of deep learning to get started. And I wanted to create a roadmap for the next 90 days, how they can go through week by week and achieve their goal. Well, deep learning is a new area of machine learning research which has been introduced with the objective of moving machine learning closer to one of its original goals, artificial intelligence. Because of the current accomplishments of artificial neural networks across a wide range of tasks, deep learning has turned out to be a great degree prevalent. To understand how do we start learning, let's go through the basics background of coding. With an engineering background, it would be really useful to understand the basics of mathematics and computer science. In fact, in just 3 months or 90 days, you can become proficient in deep learning. It would be hard to believe, but yes, there is a six-step process that makes it possible. So you can go through favoriteblog.com and you can search for deep learning in 90 days. I had given step-by-step procedure. Now, for the learning path, best way to learn deep learning in 6 easy steps. Step 1. Build your machine learning basics by studying some of the basics. I would suggest to begin with Andrew Ng's class on machine learning from Coursera. So this course gives an overall introduction to the various machine learning algorithms currently out there, and more importantly, the general procedures and methods for machine learning, including data processing, hyperparameter tuning, and on the top of it, it would cover various ML algorithms. I would likewise prescribe a deep learning tutorial by Jeff Hinton, Yoshu Bengo, and Yan Li Kun, which really offers a presentation. And step 2, you can dig deep into deep learning lecturer videos. Before you watch lecturers, I would suggest to go through Deep Learning at Oxford 2015. These instructional videos would help you to understand basics with lots of framework systems and examples. The next, I would suggest to see the Learn TensorFlow on Deep Learning Without a PhD. So TensorFlow is Google Brain's second era system, as you know. So with this TensorFlow, you can run on multiple CPUs and GPUs, and you should not miss this video lecture, Learn TensorFlow on Deep Learning Without PhD. Next, I would suggest to go through Neural Networks for Machine Learning by Jeffrey Hinton. This is on Coursera, so you can go through this course and you will have a basic understanding, all the nuts and bolts, and with lots of quizzes also. And you can also go through some of the step 3, I would say, is you can go through deep learning best of the best courses. For that, I would suggest deep learning A to Z, hands-on artificial neural networks, learning how to create deep learning algorithms in Python. And there are five reasons I would suggest you should go through this is because it is made with powerful structure. The course's content is too structured way, and instructional exercises are given at the end of each module, and you have exciting projects, and you will learn with hands-on coding, and there is a lot of in-course support, so you should not miss this course on Coursera. The next I would say is there are a few global certification courses on deep learning, so you can go to favoriteblog.com and you can see some of the best global certification courses on deep learning I have listed. And the next step 4, I would suggest you need to go through some of the free deep learning tutorials and books. There are lots of free books I have listed on favoriteblog.com. You can go through some of this. And there are also some of the best top and best Amazon books on deep learning, and some of the books read by billionaires and experts also has been listed here in favoriteblog.com. So the next step 5, I would say, is you can pick a focus area, because it's deep learning is a vast area. You can specifically pick a focus area of your choice and you go deeper and deeper to understand the field, because this field is very vast and there is no way we can make a comprehensive list. So you can start whether you are interested in computer vision. There is Stanford course, you can go through that. And if you are interested in NLP, natural language processing, there are good video lecturers, you can go through that. Even from MetaMind, there are some good video lectures there. And if you are interested in memory network, RNN, LSTM, these are the recent works which have been happening. So this research area got its beginning in Dr. Ian Lecuen's Facebook AI lab at New York University. So if you're interested in research, you can go through this with because it consists of huge data sets, benchmarks, and for researchers, I would suggest to go through this. Next, if you want to move into deep reinforcement learning, this is probably made by AlphaGo. The Go playing system recently defeated the most grounded Go players. So the Google's DeepMind is an extraordinary place to begin with. You can understand LSTM networks and Andre Kapathy's unreasonable effectiveness of recurrent neural networks. And if you're interested in generative models, you can go through this GANs and VAEs, variational autoencoders. There are a lot of research papers by Ian Gonville and others. You can go through that and get familiarized with this. And the last step, I would say that step 6, you can play with enormous data sets that are freely, openly accessible, and you can build the system. So it's always, I would say, doing this critical to turning into a specialist. If you want to become a specialist, you should have to do and take massive action. And there are a lot of data sets, MNS, IT, RNNs, CNNs, and neural algorithms. And there are composed music with recurrent neural networks. You can play that. Automatically, you can use some of the popular research data sets I've listed in favoriteblog.com, and also the popular Kaggle data sets. So in order to get the best tips and tricks to learn deep learning, also you can go through some of the linear algebra videos, and I would suggest don't be afraid of investing your time theory and practical, understand the model clearly, and go step by step, validate your model execution as well, and overfitting is very simple, and you can tune in the correct parameters and discover one of the great models to use, and use this checkpointing by empowering quick investigation and tuned correspondence on multi-node. So finally, the general roadmap I will give is: begin with taking math, statistics and basics of machine learning, deep learning. This I would suggest you take a week to brush up all these things, and begin with a complete guide on getting started with deep learning in Python. So we have a lot of examples in this. You can go to favoriteblog.com and see that. This hardly you can take 3 to 4 days, and you can, the next step I would say is begin with taking all of the course materials which are globally certified from Coursera, Udacity and Udemy. This I would say parallelly you can go through in the first couple of weeks. Then you can move into programming instructional exercises absolutely on any specific language, either you are comfortable with Python or Java. So you can work on that, and you can participate in hackathons, and you can pick an algorithm to find some exercise and do learn, practice and learn. This I would suggest, truly delve into it, take alongside few exercises, data sets and participate in hackathons. And finally, that truly you can bounce back into some of the projects, and there are awesome deep learning projects on GitHub. You can go through that. You'll have a fruitful projects on that, and you can perhaps attempt to anticipate most and the best details here. And my final thought is you should not be hesitant to fail, because the larger part of your chance in learning deep learning will be spent attempting to make sense why an algorithm didn't work and how you expected, or why I get these errors that are ordinary. Perseverance is very, very critical. Simply let it all out. In the event that you think logistic regression may work, attempt it with small set of data and perceive how it does work. These early activities are a sandbox for taking in the techniques by falling flat. So make use of it and try everything out that bodes well. At that point, in case you are quick to bring home the bacon during learning deep learning, make your own website which has features. You do whatever undertakings you have done with the data sets, show that, demonstrate, make it beautiful and decent visuals, and make it process capable so that you can refer back again. You should understand that deep learning is not something that 100% precise. Most of the cases are only a decent guess, and huge amounts of iterations you have to follow. So to think of someone of a kind thought is hard as a rule. In view of the time and the resources you will spend on preparing the model, so don't attempt to make sense of solutions by yourself. Search for papers, ventures, experts that can help you. The quicker you get experience, the better. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I'll see you in the next episode.